Hello and welcome to Dealcast from Merger Market, the podcast that gives you essential news, data and analysis from around the globe. I'm Juliana Needham. In this episode, we are heading to Munich to find out more about a growing trend in M&A. Search funds and deal-by-deal investment vehicles are becoming increasingly popular in the DACH region. That's Germany, Austria and Switzerland. So to find out more, I'm joined by Johannes Bayer, who is a founding partner at the legal transaction boutique Rode Bayer, and by Aurelia Siedelhofer, who is a senior correspondent for Merger Market based in Munich. Hi, Aurelia. Hi, Johannes. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Juliana.
Hi, Juliana. Nice to be here.
So could we kick off by an explanation? What are search funds and where did they come from?
Well, search funds originated in the US in the 80s. And the concept is that an entrepreneur, so it could be a university graduate or someone with a few years of experience already, taking over a business as a succession solution, for example. And this person usually is funded by family offices or entrepreneurs, high net worth individuals, business angels, sometimes also so-called search fund platforms, for 1 or 2 years to find a business that he or she wants to take over. And then in a deal, it's kind of like a management buy-in. Sometimes it's also called entrepreneurship through acquisition. And this person then develops the business, does the value creation journey, for example. And after 4 or 5 years, sometimes even longer, that's obviously very, can be tailor-made to the situation. The business will be exited and the investors and the entrepreneur gets a return. That's in a nutshell what a search fund is.
And Johannes, coming to you, could you explain the difference between search funds and how they're different to VC or private equity investments?
Yeah, of course. Normally, when you look at the typical private equity or venture capital fund, you have a highly regulated fund structure. So you first have to set up a fund, which is normally, so at least in Germany, it's BaFin regulated. And then you have certain regulatory requirements that you have to fulfill. In the search fund space, you often see a lot of different type of models. And as Aurelia already mentioned, so the typical search fund itself per se is not something that has to be BaFin regulated, because you often have a situation where you have an entrepreneur, so, or an entrepreneur to be, who a searcher. And you have someone who funds that entrepreneur, which can be, as Aurelia already mentioned, a family office, high net worth, individuals, and the like. And so what you often see if you directly compare private equity and venture capital with search funds is that regulatory-wise, in the first place, you don't have, you know, as much as effort to put in the structure to get deals done. And this is something which makes it very attractive and very adaptable to succession stories.
Okay, so it's not, there isn't so much administration, there isn't so much regulation that goes with it. It's a much more straightforward way of acquiring businesses.
Correct.
And so when it comes to advising on search funds transactions or deals, what should advisors think about? And is this a kind of growing new area of business in Europe?
So I think when it comes to advising search fund transactions, so a good advice to advisors is to make clear in which situation we are. So when you are used to advising private equity or venture capital funds who are deal professionals and doing, you know, deal by deal, certain deals per year, you often have a certain level of let's say professionality, you know, of all the players on the table. So, and when it comes to search funds, you often have searchers who do their first acquisition, and on the one hand as a client, and on the other hand, you often have in the life cycle of inorganic growth or of the inorganic story of a company, you often see that it's the first transaction. So there is no, you know, first PE owned company that then gets sold to a searcher. So what you have is a very early stage transaction. And having that in mind, so all the mechanics, you know, are coming up, or you should use that you see when you are in a kind of an, Aurelio already mentioned the venture capital scene. So you often, as an advisor, have to have a bit of a bigger view, you know, and think outside the box, what's going on? Who are the players? Often you have targets, you know, being advised by their 30 years counsel and with not a lot of, let's say, transaction experience. What is not, you know, I don't want to evaluate this, but it's more or less something that you should have in mind and sometimes be a bit more hands-on and pragmatic on some points, but always keep in mind that it's still a transaction with the regular mechanics and with all, you know, all around and the surrounding that you have to have in mind.
And I'm going to bring Aurelio back in a second, but Johannes, you have advised on a number of transactions. Could you just give an overview of what you've worked on?
So we have worked on the typical search funds, as Aurelio described it, per definition and per academic definition. But without going into non-public information, we often see so-called search funds, which are more or less a kind of management buy-in situation. And you often, and therefore, you know, when you say per definition, what is it? Is it a search fund transaction or a management buy-in? So it's fairly hard, you know, hard to define. But when it comes to the typical search fund situation that we advise, then for us, it's more or less a typical situation in the SME environment or the German Mittelstand environment. And where, you know, especially cultural, you are asked as an advisor, you know, to see how's it going on, you know, how do the searcher interact with a target, with the sellers, because it's a very personal situation, maybe more personal than the situation in a typical PE transaction, where you often say, hey, we already have a platform, we did a couple of deals in that space, and maybe you are the second or the third or the fifth acquisition, you know, for our platform.
And coming back to you, Aurelio, could you talk about the kind of investors that tend to back search funds and what's appealing to them about that asset class?
Yeah, this is very interesting. So it's a lot of usually people who want to invest in search funds they have kind of an entrepreneurial spirit. So it's often people that have founded a business before and have made some money off selling that, for example. It's also smaller family offices that want to take a more active role in their investment, because obviously with a search fund model, you have more control of what you invest in versus a PE fund investment. In a PE fund, you invest in a pot of money essentially, and it's up to the PE manager to decide what businesses to invest in. With a search fund, you decide for that deal, you decide even for the individual, so the manager, the searcher in that case. And in search funds, also, the investors often get involved in the deal, that they provide expertise or they try to help with their network. And that's very appealing to many investors. And going back to some things that Johannes mentioned earlier, there's generally a bit of the difference between types of investors is getting a bit blurry. So we see some deals, search funds can even act sort of in competition to small cap focused PEs, or also I've seen recently a rise in deal by deal investment and structures. So obviously a search fund is also a deal by deal structure, but there's also industrial holding companies or just deal by deal investors that instead of having a pot of money like a PE manager or a VC fund, they just do a kind of deal with a selected, set of investors, such as family offices or high net worth individuals, former entrepreneurs. So it's quite an interesting environment. And I think it just offers more options both for investors and also for the companies looking for a succession solution, because these solutions can be more tailor-made.
Johannes, can you talk about the regional elements? Because you're both based in Germany, how attractive is the DACH region for search funds, and how kind of, I guess, new is it to that region within the European continent or the European region?
That's a super interesting point. So Aurelia, I don't want to take that point, but just a few words on that. So I think it's a strong demographic topic, because especially in Germany and in the DACH region, we have a strong, let's say, we can call it not only succession challenge, but maybe already we call it a succession crisis, kind of. I don't want to be, you know, too dramatic on that, but we have a lot of very strong Mittelstands or smaller Mittelstandsunternehmen, so called SMEs. You know, with especially in that search fund focus of a EBITDA of around 1 to 7 million euros. And, you know, long grown businesses, long standing relationships, sometimes very traditional. And this is something which is, on the one hand, the backbone of the German and, of course, the DACH region, you know, of our, you know, the good taxpayers, you know, good employers, et cetera, et cetera. But on the other hand, you don't have enough young entrepreneurs, you know, to face that challenge, you know, to bring that all that companies to the next generation. And this is something which makes it highly attractive in the DACH region. And this is something we often see.
I think what's also interesting is that in comparison to the US or even Spain, where the model is just more mature, we are now getting to the point, especially in recent years, there's been numerous new search funds or even search fund platforms, which are essentially investors that work with several searchers and finance these acquisitions. So there's a sort of drive to professionalize this more, and the model gets a bit more established, and entrepreneurs or, you know, founders, family-owned businesses get a bit more familiar with the concept and as well with banks and M&A advisors. So it's quite an interesting time to see whether search funds will become a permanent fixture of this M&A deal environment, really, and you know, what place they will take in the ecosystem going forward.
Okay. And talking about the ecosystem, could you talk about the financing for search fund deals in the region? You mentioned the kind of investors that would get involved, but what about extra financing? Are traditional banks open to providing debt, or is it something they don't know about and therefore avoid?
So what we often see, so of course, yeah, in the first instance, when you say, hey, I'm a search fund, then maybe your local bank advisor says, okay, never heard about a search fund, so what is it? But, you know, after a couple of minutes telling your bank advisor what's the plan, what I'm doing, so it's more or less a same kind of transaction as always when it comes to leveraged finance. Yeah, when you say I have a transaction and I need some kind of as you said, extra money. Yeah, I need some leverage. So it's more or less from a advisor perspective. So we have to prepare a bankable due diligence report, and that can, you know, it's not only like for a family office, for example, which says, "Hey, we have, you know, we directly pay the purchase price in cash." So, but as always, when it comes to leveraged transactions, so we have to prepare not just a high level due diligence report, so a bankable report, and then what we see is that the banks are quite open, so at least from our perspective, because, you know, what you see is from the perspective of the banks, and in Germany a lot of transactions take place with the local banks, is that you have even a succession for your own client relation with the company, because when you have, you know, better to have a succession and to have the client for the next couple of years as a business client than to not have this client. And this is something where the banks, at least from my perspective, but this is, you know, I'm not a finance advisor, but we often see that banks are not a problem in the transaction process.
Could you talk about successful exits in the region and maybe just touch on what kind of returns investors could expect?
So as I said before, it's still a relatively immature market, but there have been a few exits. That's what I found out as part of my research. Most people I've spoken to, they expect similar returns to what came out of a Stanford search study. So as I said, it came from the US, and that would be an internal rate of return of about 35% on average. So obviously, there's also instances with searchers not being able to find businesses, but I think it seems like in Europe that this is quite a successful model and can succeed here as well.
Great, thank you. And just wrapping up with one last question to you, Johannes. Do you see this as an evolving trend going into 2026 and beyond?
Definitely. So just crisp and cross answer. When it comes to events, when it comes to transactions, deal announcements. So search funds will definitely increase their popularity.
Okay, that was nice and brief, a good point to end on. Johannes and Aurelia, thanks very much. That was Johannes Beyer, who is the founding partner at the legal transaction boutique Rode Beyer, and also Aurelia Siedelhofer, who is a senior correspondent for Merger Market, and they're both based in Munich. And just to point out, we're recording this on Friday, the 12th of September. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Dealcast from Merger Market. I'm Juliana Needham. If you've enjoyed the show, please follow it. If you're listening through Apple, please rate and review the podcast. And if you'd like to find out more about what we've been talking about, have a look at our show notes. Join us again next week.